What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, look, no Embiid. It is a disgraceful situation. We will talk a lot about it today. 76ers fine $100,000, which is chump change. But the disgrace should be real for them. Whether they feel it or not is a whole nother matter, because we've been through this so many times with them. But look, we'll talk a lot about that situation, your phone calls. Flyers win last night. Yankees win. They survive. Game 5 tonight. And an awful lot today on the Eagles at 5-2, approaching another winnable game. And whether we're in on the birds with belief. 215-592-9494. A lot going on here. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
Couples in the Victorian era exchanged coins, engraved coins, with one another instead of wedding rings.
Huh.
Usually it was the poorer folks. They would just give coins, like little tokens.
I like that. Save money.
See, I don't.
And give me something.
Hold on, though.
Give me something.
As soon as you give me a coin that's supposed to be my token forever, where does that go? It goes in the pocket with all the other coins. You know how hard that would be to make sure that I keep track of that coin?
Go buy a Big Mac.
I feel like I would lose that coin. And, by the way, if it's the Victorian era, times get tough. It might be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Mac. Not that's spend what you're that buying coin? In the Victorian era.
I'm going to the tavern and I'm getting a
I might need to subsist by using that coin. If you can't wear the coin and put it on your person, it might fall right out of your pocket.
Yeah, you could just like strap
Get some string or something, make a little hole in it. You can do
something. A little weird. That's not the Sixers issue, right? I just want to make sure. Because they do have enough coins.
It might be. I mean, they got all kinds of issues.
Coin is not the problem for them.
Coin, you're right. Yeah.
So, all right. I really just want to put right out of the gate the Sixers thing on the table. I think it's a disgrace, a total disgrace. You know, I think more than anything today, I'm just curious at 215-592-9494. If I just open up the phone lines and say to everybody, the Sixers nonsense with Joel, their handling of it, you as a fan, you as a Philadelphian or from Jersey, Philadelphia sports fan, just get it off your chest. What you feel about the 76ers organization. Ladies and gentlemen, today the floor will be yours. At 215-592-9494. It is such an incredible disgrace that they continue to drag us all as a fan base through the mud. And I'm opening up the lines right out of the gate. 215-592-9494. Your reaction times yours. Get it off your chest.
It's incredible to me that we still don't have any clarity on this situation. With all that goes into it, Joel, I guess, four games missed. We still don't know.
Because they lie and they deceive.
That's amazing.
That's the basic bottom line. Right. They lie and they deceive.
Exactly. It sounds really awful when you put it that way, but that's exactly what we're talking about.
That's why
they got fined. It's supposed to be like a relationship of understanding and trust and, you know, like a back and forth with your teams, you know, where you love and understand. Exactly.
Yeah.
You love and understand. It's an interplay, an exchange. All based around a common, you know, love of these players and this city and this team and going out and winning together, pulling together. Like, all that stuff, it just feels like it's fake now. It feels like it goes out the window. It feels like
I honestly don't think they don't care. They literally don't care about the fans. They don't care. So look, floor is yours, 215-592-9494.
And all you have to do is just be a little more open.
Well, just common sense.
Information.
It's not that hard.
We just want to know.
It's just not that hard. And you got season ticket, you know, holders that pay money, and it's just a disgrace. So the whole Sixers thing, we'll get to the audio of Nick Nurse, his latest disgrace from yesterday. We'll get to that shortly. All right, John, let's roll Eagles here also. Simple question also. Are you on board? And let me tell you what I mean by on board with this Eagles team. So obviously at 5-2, they look better, and they've got a much better record than they did at 2-2 or even 3-2. When I say, are you on board, I guess this is what I'm driving at with this today. Do you believe in them this season? You know, are you of the mindset that they will take us as a fan base on a meaningful journey this year? And to be clear, that doesn't have to mean the Super Bowl. It doesn't have to mean you win it. It doesn't have to mean you get there. But, I mean, there have been some really fun, really captivating seasons in which we were proud of them, even though they did not win a Super Bowl. 2018, we were proud. That was a fun playoff journey. They almost got to a conference title game. 06, Jeff Garcia, that was fun. We were proud. So the thing about September and most of October was I know I did not feel proud. And I'm curious, by the end of this year, do you think this team will put a charge into it? Do you believe in them enough that they put a charge in it in the playoffs that when all is said and done, John, we feel good about what the team put out there and we feel proud as a fan base? Because I will tell you, I'm still holding back. I still don't have the belief I'd like to have. I mean, clearly they are more advanced than I perceived 2 to 3 weeks ago. I will grant that. But I still don't feel in on the belief that I feel confident that they will rattle cages in the playoffs and really do some damage there. But, John, you tell me.
We've got a long time until the playoffs.
They do.
And what I've seen is we should feel good about that win. Like that win last week against Joe Burrow, I was told by the experts, we were underdogs.
That's right.
So that was a good win. And it's been hard to... It's been hard to find good wins lately, and you know the opponents haven't been all that, you know, no, nothing to write home about.
Not stellar.
The Green Bay Packers were that was an outstanding win, but then that was the first game of the season, extenuating circumstances. It's in Brazil, you know, people sort of discounted that one too.
Yeah, that's right.
So, how much do I believe in this team? I believe that those wins are a measuring stick. They do matter, that we do line up against the best teams in this league, and we can hold our own. We're not where I would like us to be. Jalen needs to continue to improve and evolve within this offense, but I feel good about the offense having massive talent and massive potential, and the fact that you have now seen under center for weeks in a row, it has been proven to you and doubters like you that our quarterback actually can put his hands under the center's butt and start to play that way.
Well, he does it.
It's not impossible for him to do like you thought it was.
It's a lot of handoffs.
Can you explain that part?
Yeah, I'll be more encouraged when it's more passes. But yes, they're running the ball from under
center. But you are suggesting to me for the last 3 months that he was unable to start plays from under
center.
Unwilling. The combination of unwilling and wouldn't be particularly effective. And look, obviously they've done a decent job with that. But I'm also
talking about how important being under center is after the game. That's a great sign.
It is a good sign. It is a good sign. It also means that a lot of us that called for it to happen more were right. But look, have they been better at it than perceived? Sure. But I'll also say it is a positive. But I also want to say
there are a lot of positives that come with this quarterback, the way he prepares. Look, we needed that bye. We needed that bye in the worst way. And he, Jalen, sort of spearheaded the comeback. I mean, the season has
greatest bye, John. Greatest bye since they fixed Nick Foles before the playoffs.
And we thought it's
greatest bye in 7 years.
Week fiver, like seriously, we see that thing come out five. But we needed it. They utilized it, and now you know the offense. We knew they had talent. Jalen needed some things straightened out. He's learned, fixed some of that. Not turning the ball over the way he was before, and that changes a lot. And then on the defensive side of things, when you turn the keys over and you trust in the youth at a couple positions, you know, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell,
that's helped.
It feels like you get infused. You reap the benefits. That now the NFL wisdom says for every rookie you start, you lose a game. That's the NFL wisdom that I'm positive Vic Fangio has heard every year of his life. And so he's aware these young guys are going to make mistakes. It's okay. They bring fire. They bring a vibe. Quinyon brings so much confidence for being a rookie.
He's one of their best players.
Holy cow. So we hit we hit on Quinion.
Yeah.
Cooper, it feels as though we hit, at least with the attitude part of Cooper DeJean. I really like what I've seen so far, even though it's early. But that defense is inspired, and that defense is going to be a lot better than what I expected it to
be. So I'm curious where you stand, again, not only just on the Sixers and big picture with your chance to take a bite out of them as an organization, but the Eagles and whether you're on board with this squad. 5-2 is a lot better than they had been. They'll probably be 6-2 as we go to bed Sunday night. Are you there yet with the Birds? I'll say this. I'm closer, obviously. How can you not be closer to being there? But I'm not quite there yet. I'm still wary of a couple things. First, the schedule does give me pause, what they've accomplished. Now, John's right. The Bengals game was decently impressive. Road game against a team, great quarterback, and an underdog, the Birds were. That is a very, very solid win, and winning it going away was very impressive. But I am struck by the Bengals and Giants thing. I don't lose sight of that. I also don't lose sight of the fact that Bengals might have racked up their wins because they faced the Browns and the Giants. I mean, the Bengals might not be that good this year. I mean, their offensive line stinks. So I'm not quite sure how to evaluate that win yet, but it's certainly better than when they beat the Browns and the Giants. The Hurts thing, you guys know, worries me. I'm encouraged by how he played the other day, but I'm not to the point yet at all where I say I trust him this season. And the defense, while improved and more trustworthy than a month ago, I'm not quite there yet with them either because that pass rush, I still wonder against better offenses and more stable offensive lines, will they be able to get home, which is such a critical part of pro football. So stuff like that worries me, but of course I'm encouraged. Of course they have looked better. Of course I'm closer to believing in them than I was 2 or 3 weeks ago. But for me, I kind of sense it'll take another 2-3 weeks for me to see them play really well, to feel like, all right, I'm totally, truly believing.